Mary, she turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
It was a lot of fun yesterday morning for those of us who gathered for the extravaganza, watching the children play games and hunt Easter eggs. You know, when they're little bitty, they're just finding eggs or balls or whatever happened to be in the way, as my son was yesterday. When they get a little bit older and they realize that there's a treat inside one of those plastic eggs, then there's no stopping them. They get very excited. But admittedly, the younger ones haven't honed their hunting skills yet, so they need the assistance of a parent or grandparent or aunt or uncle, patient older sibling, to stand over the egg and say, Look, here, I wonder if there's something down in the grass, to get their attention. I can remember an Easter Sunday a few years back when we lived in Iowa and we spent the day with friends. The weather was really bad. It was cold and nasty outside. So we had to have the hunt indoors. Now James was the only little one at this gathering, so different adults took turns hiding those same eggs over and over again for him all afternoon. He had a ball, but you know, I think those adults had as much fun as he did. I have a particular Easter memory that my father will never let me forget as long as we both shall live. It took place when I was about 3 years old. My family, my parents and aunts and uncles and cousins had gathered together, and the adults were coloring eggs that evening so that the Easter Bunny could hide them the next day. And there was this one particular egg that my father had spent a great deal of time decorating, just very ornately. You would have thought that it was a treasure made by the Fabergé Company. And in the morning of the hunt, my father calls out, Look, honey, over here, there's an egg. And my three-year-old response was, Where? You know, the broken egg actually is a Christian symbol for new life. So this ritual of fun does have some religious and spiritual ties to it. You know, it's pretty easy to think of new life out of a broken egg, especially when there's a cute, fuzzy little hatchling peeking out and peeping at you. But I like to look at it from a different perspective. An egg broken and spilled is symbolic of new life. How? Well, as we have gone through the season of Lent, we are familiar with the traditional ways of observing the season. Self-examination, a time of being honest about ourselves, of admitting our weaknesses, our falsehoods, our lies, our downfalls, our sins. And doing that for 40 long days can really wear a person out. By the time Lent is over, you know how that egg feels. After 40 days of examining oneself through a completely honest lens, it's easy to feel broken and spilled. We feel that way in other times in our lives too. When a woman stands at a freshly dug grave that holds the man who had been her soulmate, protector, and friend for 50 years. When a parent stands over the grave of his child saying to himself, This isn't right. Parents aren't supposed to bury their children. When the oncology report comes back and the cancer is spread throughout your body. when the job you've had for the last 20 years gets shipped overseas, when you see your adult child spinning out of control or heading for incarceration, and all you are able to do is say, I love you, but I'm sorry, I can't get you out of this one. We feel broken and spilled. We know how the famous egg of the childhood nursery rhyme felt. Remember him? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. We know how that feels, being at a loss for how to put it back together again. Last week in the Palm Sunday message, I used three clips, movie clips, from the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. I love that musical. Actually, my favorite song is one that was written just for the movie. Andrew Lloyd Webber has a habit of adding a song whenever it becomes a movie, and so this one wasn't in the stage production. The song sung by the disciples well reflects their sense of not knowing how to put it back together again. They sing, I've been living to see you, dying to see you, but it shouldn't be like this. This was unexpected. What do I do now? Could we start again, please? Hurry up and tell me this is all a dream. Or could we start again, please? They didn't want this cruel and humiliating death. Their friend, their leader, who was supposed to change the world, he was supposed to be the Son of God, and there he was hanging on a cross. He had been taken from them, and there was nothing that they could do to stop it. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty together again. No earthly force could stop it or change what was to happen. And isn't the same often true for us? On our own, we are powerless to sin. Oh, we don't like to admit it to each other or to ourselves. We like to think of ourselves as being in control and most of the time doing quite nicely, thank you very much. But Lent helps us to see the truth. I am spiritually undisciplined. I am impatient. I have trouble letting go of old wounds. I battle addiction. I have a hard time trusting others or even God. Any one of these might be your sin or mine. And maybe, no, probably more than one. It's not pretty, but it's true. On our own, we are powerless to sin. We can't stop it. Nor can we pay back or repair the damage that we've done. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. When we are broken and spilled, we cannot heal ourselves. We cannot take away our own pain or our sin. But God can. That is the message of Easter morning. God can. When the disciples were powerless to protect their friend and they had to stand by and watch the crucifixion, they couldn't stop the humiliation and torture. They couldn't stop the death. But God can. God stopped it, but in a way far beyond their comprehension, beyond our comprehension. God said, go ahead. But this is not the end. Not at all. In fact, it's only the beginning. Had there never been a crucifixion, had there never been a betrayal and a burial in that tomb, the disciples would have never known the miraculous magnitude of God's love. This is a love that stops at nothing, is stronger than the powers of death, never gives up, never gives in, the kind of love that God has for each one of us. If there had been no Good Friday, no crucifixion, there would have been no resurrection. That glorious morning, God told us once and for all, I love you, and nothing will change that. I I love you so much that I want us to be together forever. On Easter morning, we found out that it was all true. We couldn't fix it. We couldn't make it right. But God can. So you see, this is why I like the broken egg and I see new life. For it is precisely our brokenness that blesses us. For it is when we are spilled out that we reach out to God. It is when we are willing to be quiet and listen. It is when we are touched and healed. And it is when we receive the joy of the empty tomb. Oh, we humans, we can get pretty messed up, mixed up, get ourselves in a pickle. We've fallen and we can't get up, as the commercial says. We can't fix ourselves, put ourselves back together again. We can't remove our sin. But God can. Easter is a day of celebrating. Jesus is not in the tomb, the cemetery, or even in the past. He is right here, now. He's in you. He's in me. He is our hope, our light, our life, and our promise of life eternal. Death does not win. Death does not get the final say. And we can't get there on our own merit. We cannot earn a first-class ticket to heaven, not even coach. We cannot achieve salvation. We can't do it. But God can. And God did. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.